Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 952 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Exhibit P. Georgia, Fulton County, the State of Georgia. Fulton Superior Court versus Leo M. Frank. Personally appeared before me the undersigned, a notary public in and for said county, Samson K., who being duly sworn says that he is a resident of the city of Atlanta, living at number 204 South Prior Street. Deponent further says that on Saturday, the 23rd day of August, 1913, about 8 or 8:30 o'clock p.m., he saw the entire above entitled case walking along South Prior Street with a deputy sheriff in front and another walking in the rear of said jury up South Prior Street to South Prior Street from East Fair Street and thence some 15 or 20 feet to the rear Kimball House. Deponent followed the jury street to near the corner of E. and Mitchell and S. Prior, when he passed ahead and waited on the corner of said streets until the jury had passed, and then continued to follow them up to the Kimball House. This deponent says that there were some 6 or 7 men walking alongside the jury, talking to them all the way from the corner of E. Fair and S. Prior streets up to the Union Station just north of the corner of East Alabama and S. Prior Street, when the men left them, and the jury went on and entered the Kimball House through the Wall Street entrance. Sworn to and subscribed before me this 3 days day of September, 1913, Robie T. C. Patterson, Notary Public, Fulton County, Georgia. Samson K., Exhibit Q., State of Georgia, Fulton County, the State of Georgia, Fulton Superior Court versus Leo M. Frank. Personally appeared Samuel A. Borston, who, being duly sworn, on oath says that on Friday evening, on the 22 days day of August, 1913, at about 5 or 5:30 p.m., he was present at the opening session of Fulton Superior Court, Judge L.S. Roan, presiding during the trial of the State versus Leo M. Frank, and after adjournment, and when the jury had been taken from the courtroom, and shortly thereafter, the Solicitor General, Hugh M. Dorsey, had passed out of the courtroom. There was a large crowd waiting outside, through which the jury passed, comprising perhaps no less than 2,000 or 3,000 people, that this crowd did tumultuously and noisily applaud and cheer the Solicitor General, and did congregate around the courtroom on the outside, standing in great numbers, both on the street and on the sidewalks. That deponent, upon adjournment of court, was walking up Prior Street from said courtroom in a northerly direction, and when he reached Prior and Alabama Streets, he saw two persons peering out of the third-floor corner window in the Kimball House, looking in a southward direction at the large crowd congregated between the Kaiser Building and the courthouse, that, as deponent continued walking northward and reached the restaurant in the 132,